I'm Jeanette Gwynn, and this is Splata Today. Charlie Ross is the solo performer for both One Man Star Wars and One Man Lord of the Rings, and he's our guest this morning on Splata Today. Welcome, Charlie.
How's it going?
In both shows, we're talking about a trilogy, or three movies each.
Yes.
How does that work?
It's just finding the sort of the main story out of it, you know, and with Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, they really are kind of the same story, just a disenfranchised youth being, you know, given this quest to go way outside their comfort zone and sort of discover their place in the world, the much bigger world, and affect what amounts to giant social change, you know. And while that may sound like a lofty way of putting it, it really is. They're just kid stories, in a sense, and just trying to find that kid inside to retell the parts that you love on stage. So I just sort of embrace the inner 8-year-old kid, and I think it sort of goes into the hearts of the 8-year-old kids inside all of us. If at some point you loved something like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, hopefully that's the reason why you're there at the theater. But really anything you can geek out about. But in the case here, I do have theater training, so I'm trying to use some skills and glue them to that little 8-year-old kid. So when I'm sweating and throwing myself around on stage, there is a bit more method rather than pure madness.
Explain to us what the audience will see.
Well, they're going to see a guy come out on stage, and that'll be me. And I'll be wearing a pair of black coveralls, sort of looking like a mad mechanic. And underneath, I've got a bunch of padding. And it's just me retelling the film. So I'm actually, when I'm on stage, I'm kind of portraying the way it's framed on the screen. So with Star Wars, I'm doing the... and doing sort of the searchlights, you know, for the Fox fanfare, and then just blasting into the tale. But there's going to be huge jumps in me telling the story. It's sort of focusing in on the parts that kind of made sense, you know, to sort of edit out a huge chunk that doesn't really forward the story. It's just wonderful fat. And same with Lord of the Rings. I'm retelling it the same way, using my body, using my voice. The way you're going to be seeing with these shows here is that it's the way it originally was, except I'm using a microphone now. But having a microphone is great. So some things that are really, really, you know, just audio gems in the films, I can actually do because I have a bit of amplification, and you can do these really wonderful subtle tricks. So it's they're so fun, so rewarding to do from an actor's point of view.
I want to hear a trick.
Well, I want to hear a trick. It could be something like, you know, that type of thing, which you could do that loud as you want, but it wouldn't sound quite the same. If it was something from, like, Lord of the Rings, the rerun set, we needs it, must have the precious. Master is our friend. You can do that a lot easier without having to project it. Because you'd lose your voice, and there was a time where I was certainly losing my voice, trying to do it without a microphone and doing it on a pace of a festival, different time. You know, the show could be a different time of the day every day, and there's always the "let's go out and have fun afterwards," which wreaks havoc on your voice for sure.
You mentioned you have padding on underneath
Yes,
your black jumpsuit.
A lot.
Why?
Well, because I throw myself onto the ground with absolute wild abandon. In fact, I'm pretty sure I have bone, sort of like a shredded bit of bone on my elbow. And this is from over 10 years ago. And I didn't used to use elbow pads or knee pads or any of that stuff. And I smashed my young elbow right into the floor. And suddenly it all went, I had this shock of pain. And to this day, if I put on a coat that's too tight and it goes over that area there, it will just shoot with this pain that's unthinkably bad. When you're starting off fresh, you don't think about protecting yourself. You just sort of embrace the inner kid and start being a cuckoo. And that's what I did. And so as I'm becoming an older cuckoo, I've become a lot more padded, like the Michelin Man or something.
Our guest is Charlie Ross, and he's back with his one-man Lord of the Rings and one-man Star Wars. Charlie, how did you discover this rare skill that you possess?
I do not know. I don't believe that I ever discovered it. If I kind of go back to a place that where doing impressions worked out for me, I actually was doing a school talent show in grade 8. And, you know, everybody was up there doing their thing, and there was even the school choir. And I ended up winning the whole thing, which was $300, and I was very happy at the time. The school choir was very peeved off. but I was just doing impressions of the teachers at school. And weirdly enough, it was myself and my friend Jason Greensword. We would sit beside each other in every class, because we had all the same classes, and we would make fun of every teacher, but not make fun of them in a mean way, but we would try to do their voice. But Jason Greensword had a severe, and still does have a severe, stutter. So it was really funny to be able to work with him, because he could sometimes, he'd get it right. And I'd be like, oh man, if I could only get it just the way you have it. And he's like, well, you could do it, you know, and he would show me how to do it. And I realized that when you're doing impressions, that oftentimes you're not just borrowing from the people that you're trying to do an impression of. Sometimes people, they kind of unlock this lock. And to the point where, we were talking about this earlier with Michael Caine. Michael Caine was doing an impression of Michael Caine because so many people do his voice. Another thing would be something like, well, George W. Bush, a lot of people did impressions of him. And Will Ferrell did a particularly good one. In the end, people were actually doing their impression of Will Ferrell doing an impression of George W. Bush, to the point where, what are we doing? I mean, is it some kind of idiosyncrasy that's just highlighted and that's the part we're interested in, not the actual voice itself? So, yeah, when I was a kid, I was fascinated by everything from our cockatiels that could do impressions or repeat what was being done, sound effects and voices, as well as someone like Richard Little, or that, you know, Michael Winslow, the guy that was from Police Academy, who was making his gig or became famous from doing sound effects. That was crazy. So I certainly never sought out that as a career goal. I just was fascinated by it. And years later, it came out that it was useful trying to do a show like this.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
40 different characters from orcs to Smee, special effects and epic battles with horses, long beards, beautiful hair, and insider fan jokes. One Man Lord of the Rings through May 30th and One Man Star Wars through May 29th at Theater 99 on Meeting Street behind the Bicycle Shop. For Spoleta Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.